We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dumb football questions. You can always submit via the YouTube comment section. I love this one. From CLight939. After watching Bull Durham, the bus scene where Kevin Costner practices his interview answers, I began to wonder how players learn to talk to the media, whether it be at the podium, on the field, in the locker room. Is there a program given by the league or a team, or is it learned at some point in your career how to talk to the media?
Go ahead, Jay.
Well, so ideally you start in college, right? In college, ideally your college kind of preps you for how to speak to the media. And there's always two big things that you never speak to the media about. You never speak of the performance of another one of your teammates, and you never speak about injuries. Right, those are the two like first.
Unless
thing.
Your teammate performed positively, right?
You can speak negatively, right? You never speak negatively of another teammate, and you never talk about an injury,
correct?
Ever, right? And those are like day one, you walk in and the coach looks at you and you're like, you do any of this, I'll kill you. Right? Like,
seriously.
Like, seriously, like, that is day one install of speak to the media.
You get cut.
And you know what? On this side of the fence, you know what we want to know about?
Injuries and negative performances.
And
you don't say.
Yeah, that sucks over here. Yeah.
You don't say. I know.
Yeah. And then, I mean, from there on, it's more, everyone's different, right? Everyone has a different feel to it, but you really just want to be yourself. And that's the way I coach my guys and all my guys. Like, listen, you just want to be yourself. Like, you want to give them an authentic version of you. And it's for twofold. One, you develop trust with the reporters, right? And you'll be able to weed out the ones that you don't like and the ones that you have in your phone is do not answer and the ones that you're, like, willing to talk to, right? But then...
Why do you give your number to reporters?
Because we don't. The team does. They get it. Yeah,
the team gives it to them.
Like, they'll be the ones like, hey, I want to do a quick phone interview with so-and-so. Like, oh, okay. And then they'll be like, text you, be like, hey, give me a yeah, sure. And they're like, oh, call them at this hour.
Blocked.
Locked in.
Blocked.
Right? You guys are weasels. And then... And, you know, so that's kind of like step one, be yourself. And then it's really just a lot of being a mature adult and understanding to keep your emotions in check, understanding that, like, if you don't know the answer to a question, it's a lot easier to say, hey, I don't know, instead of trying to bullshit your way through an answer and get yourself in trouble, right? Those are just kind of simple things that I talk about with, like, my clients going into the NFL, how to handle the media. But, you know, majority of that stuff's handled in college pretty well.
Yeah.
Alex? When you were like... A media darling, man. I mean, you were doing radio hits in San Francisco.
That's how we
met in Minneapolis.
I had a lot of fun. I did. I was just myself all the time. And honestly, I was really nervous when I came here because I called my agent. I was like, dude, should I like tone it back? And they were like, no, man, you got to be Booney. Like, Booney's Booney. Be cool. And it really was fun. I think there was a lot of guys now, especially that take it to a political place, that you're just like, they're so... just the same answer all the time that you're like, all right, this is just so not fun. And even for like us as players, like I love when the guys would be super themselves or super original and like have fun with the media. At times I probably jabbed the media a lot because I knew that they were coming for some of my teammates and I would see them from afar and I'd be like, all right, I got this guy. Like there was a couple times in Frisco, me and Kawakami went at it and it was one of those like, I see you coming over there and I'm going to throw one back in your direction. Fucking big dart. And the team would come to me and be like, stop. And I'd be like, no, I'm not gonna stop. I'll stop when he stops. And they were like, dude, don't do
this. But
he's
not gonna stop because he's gonna be.
That's the problem, and I'm not either. You know me. I'm just gonna keep going with you. I'll go down all these roads. But for the most part, I just like to have fun with it. Like, why be so serious, right? We're out there getting our asses kicked the entire day. I'm getting the shit kicked out of me. I got coaches yelling at me left and right. I'm coming home. I got four kids yelling at me, a wife, like if I can't be funny and original, who the fuck is? Like, God, everyone's just so serious, and I don't understand it anymore. It's 2024. Like, coaches at some point were like, all right, I get it. It's okay to be funny. Like, there was a time when it was, like, never fun. Yes, coach, get it. Totally understand. Like, I'm here to learn from you. Like, now it's like, dude, you can have a personality. You can be yourself. It's okay to be goofy and funny and make people laugh. But
remember the Titans. Zero fun,
zero
sir.
Fun, yeah. Sir. Yeah. Yes. Dude, I mean, I remember young in my career, guys would bring up, like, some of their hobbies and coaches around us would be like, shut up. Football's your hobby. And you'd be like, yes, sir. Football's my hobby.
Zero fun,
yeah,
sir.
You're like, okay. Yes. I do live a life outside of this for 6 months.
Well, that's why so many guys wanted to get out of the Patriots, because the Patriots were a whole different level under the Belichick regime, like even 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was like you...
Kyle Prodigy.
You did not speak to the... Like, you do not speak. You do not speak unless spoken to. Like, if you talk to the media, like, here's your script. You deviate from the script. You're done. You're out of here. Like, there was a lot of guys that wanted out of New England just because they felt like they were a prisoner.
Right? Dude,
they're like, I can't do this anymore. I got to get out of here or else I'm going to go crazy.
I will say this, though. There have been times where... an innocent conversation with somebody could turn a team into total dismay because you have two guys going at it. Somebody accidentally said something, probably threw somebody under the bus, didn't mean to, and then all of a sudden the team has to make a decision. And you're like, I don't want to make a decision, dude. It was an accident. Yeah. He didn't mean to say it. And they're like, me or him. Like, no, man, don't do this. We are like right in the middle of the season. We are so close to being what we want. Me or him, motherfucker. And you're like, you know, I love you. You know how I was. I was always like, oh, it's you, baby. It's you.
That definitely happens.
Oh, for sure. It's terrible.
Like, you can also, if you do it the right way and you have fun and you can build a nice profile for a career in media or a career doing something else after you're done, get to know
That's
people.
That's why guys are doing it too. They're trying to show that they have personality while they play so that when they're done, all of a sudden they can just jump right into it, which is a great thought. And it's funny because, and I won't name any names. I'm not going to Jose Canseco anybody. But I remember being very young, sitting at the table. And we were watching a show. And it was a Saturday morning. And everybody was like making fun of all the hosts. And they were like, Boone, you see those guys? They're broke. That's why they're doing this. And I was like, okay, got it. They were like, you don't ever want to do this. And I was like, got it. Don't ever want to do this. And then like 5 years later, I was like, but wait a minute. Those guys are making millions of dollars. They're not broke. They're just, they're making more millions. Like, I don't understand. And the guys were like, yeah, scratch that. Never mind. This is where it's going. So like, everybody was instantly like, yeah, I want to do that. Like, dude, you get to hang out with the guys and make millions still and do nothing.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's do a lot of that.
Nobody wants to hear from a punter. Well, Pat McAfee just signed another $50 million a year deal with DraftKings. So,
I mean, who would have thought a punter. I couldn't picture Andy Lee. Like, just going up there and gibble-gabbling a whole bunch all day. Like, I'd be like, this is no way this is going to make it. But yeah, seriously. Like, you don't see those guys ever. And I'm not going to lie to you. That was my biggest pet peeve. And I told them all the time, I respect you guys. I couldn't do what you do, and I don't ask to do what you do. But God damn it, could you just stay past noon? And they'd look at you and be like, tee time's at 12:15, stupid. God damn it. What are you hitting these days, by the way?
Scratch.
Oh, they're like, scratch all day.
Speaking of golf. Couple comments from last week's show here. We're gonna mix into dumb football questions.
The Masters. We have
this
to talk
one's
about the
from CK9292. I'm with Boone on golf. Yawn. Hell, baseball bores me to death. I'd rather watch F1 racing, marathon running, curling, and bowling than golf or baseball.
Hey, curling is so fun to watch.
F1's where it's at. I'm so bought into F1.
You're in. Like, did the Netflix series hook you, or were you in before?
Hook, line, and sinker, dude. I mean,
what's the series? Tell me.
Dude,
it's like the quarterback one, but for
they do it for F1 drivers. Drive to Survive.
They do it for golf too, by the way, which will get you hooked.
I mean, I watched that first season and I was hooked ever since. Like, I will stay up if the race is on at like 2 a.m. I will stay up and watch the race.
Really?
Like, if it's up at 4 a.m., I will wake up early and I will.
What's
watch
so
the
exciting
race.
About it,
dude? These dudes are taking corners at like 180 miles an hour and just flying. And like the science and the drama between the drivers, like I didn't realize like you're teammates, but you hate each other.
Yeah.
Right. Because like you, there's two drivers per team, right?
Right.
But like the slower driver always gets fired. And so they like they don't like each other. And like they'll race each other and they get after each other. And then like everyone's kind of hops between teams. Like there's not a lot of like new blood. It's like, oh, he drove for McLaren for 8 years. Well, now he drives for Mercedes, right? And it's like, oh, now Mercedes is going to Ferrari. Like, it's
do
just,
you have a guy? Is it Max Verstappen?
It's Max Verstappen.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Who's he drive
Max
for?
Verstappen. Red Bull. Red Bull Racing.
Red Bull.
Should be Alex's guy. Is there a monster racing?
No, I'm not a Red Bull guy. Is there a monster car? If there's a monster car, I'll watch.
There is a NASCAR,
right? I'm sure there is. I tried to get into the NASCAR documentary. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
So, dude, when I was a kid, so my uncle used to race stock cars in La Crosse, Wisconsin. So we go to the races all the time. Came from kind of a racing family. Dale Earnhardt was legitimately my favorite athlete as a kid. Like, I watched every race. He freaking died in a crash at the Daytona 500 in 2001, was it? Mm-hmm. I was devastated, and I have not watched NASCAR basically since Dale Earnhardt died at the Daytona 500.
Dude, senior was the
there
man.
Was a time.
Yeah,
there's no question.
But no, I'm all in on the F1. But also, Scottie Scheffler wins again this weekend, RBC Heritage, just in dominant fashion, 4 out of the last 5.
Stallion. And nobody's listening Stallion. Or cares.
It's the best run I think since Tiger Woods about
for
20
sure.
years ago.
100%. Right?
There's been a couple other
his
ones.
Caddy's made over like $1.4 million this year. Sign
how
me
about
up for that?
That. Just carry those backgrounds. Scotty, 5 iron, 4? Sounds good. Here we go.
9 iron, huh? Well, you're fired.
You're fired.
moving on before Alex kills himself.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Here's one to pump Alex's tires. This is from Christopher Moe here. Regarding Alex Boone, who was a little sad when we brought up that, you know, Vikings fans were kind of, is he a bust back in the day, you know? So Christopher Moe says, speaking for Vikings fans, Alex Boone is awesome. He's great on Purple Daily. He's great on O-line committee. He lives in Minnesota, raises his family in Minnesota. Pretty sure he is welcome anywhere. I just hope to meet him one day and ask him if he ever played basketball.
Why basketball?
Because you're tall.
Oh.
You ever play basketball?
I get that all the time. It drives me nuts.
That's what he says.
Do you play basketball? Is it the knees? Is it because they're so skinny? The legs? Is that why you think I play? No, I played a full contact sport, hon. I apologize.
Hey, I do think at one point in time, though, Mackie, in the next year, I'm going to put this out there. We need to do a live show somewhere in Minnesota.
Oh, absolutely. Me and Mackie have already been talking about it.
An O-line committee live show somewhere. Maybe.
Welcome some people in.
Yeah, for sure.
Kowalski's? You want to do it with Kowalski's Deli?
The produce section?
Dude. Yeah. Don't. I went and got one the other day. Oh, so good.
What so flavor?
Addicted.
Blueberry.
Not all right, we got room for one more question, right?
Couple Come on now, one more, yeah, one more. Got,
I'll
one
give
more,
you probably a couple more. Steve Kober says, I want to know if Alex and Jeremiah were tight when they played together in the NFL, or if
what
their
a stupid
friendship
fucking
formed
question
there.
That was. That was the we were dude.
Sorry, Steve.
We
Sorry,
were
Steve.
Steve, we were Steve. Fucking boys. Like there was. Nobody that I went to other than Jay, like, hey, we got a problem. We got a real fucking problem. Like, I didn't go to anybody else. If Tony came to me, I'd be like, Jay, we got problems right now. We got to figure this out. Jay was the ledger keeper. Dude, yeah. We were besties. I love playing next to him. I had a blast.
Yeah, I mean, for me, so, like, when they first signed Alex, like, I was
Do you remember
little,
where we first met?
There's parking the
lot?
Yeah, the parking
at
lot
at the suites. You walked over, you were like, hey, I'm Jeremiah. I was like, what's up, man? I'm Booney. We instantly were like, oh, we're going to be friends.
Because initially I was hoping, like, for me going into the year, I thought I had a chance to compete for the left guard spot before they signed Alex. Right? And so then once they signed Alex to come in, and I was like, well, he's going to be the left guard. Like, I kind of changed my thinking of like, okay, well, I'm not obviously going to beat out a guy they just paid $26 million. I was like, but I want to be the $26 million guy at one point, so I'm going to attach myself to him. Right, and that was my thought process going into the OTAs process. I didn't know who Alex was. I know I watched him on tape, and I tried like, because I always went when I moved to guard, I went in the league and started watching tall guards. Right, I was like, okay, I'm a tall guard. Right, I'm not a 6'2" guard. Like, I'm a 6'6" guard, and so I started watching guys. And Alex was a guy that I actually watched a lot because he was a taller guy. And then yeah, we instantly hit it off. Our wives became friends, and then we just kind of ran from there and became lifting partners at 6 a.m., the whole bit there. So, yeah, we became really close over those 2 years, for sure.
For sure.
Bromance
made
it.
What was your first date? What was your first date?
Osaka.
Osaka, for
Osaka,
sure.
Right
we used
behind,
to go to Osaka.
Right behind the, dude, right behind the country, what was it, the Country Inn and Suites?
We would just walk right over. And
just walk across the street to Osaka, double fried rice, double chicken, double steak, just load it up, get the yum-yum sauce.
And then we go back and play Xbox
then
the rest of the
day. We go back and play Call of Duty for the rest
Dude,
of the day.
Dude, the worst was. Check this out. Like, so this is how silly
Which
this
I was
is.
The best at, by the way.
Sometimes life is just silly. And like,
that's a self-suck. Do it. I'll take that.
So when I signed, I came here, right? And they were like, hey, we're just going to do OTAs. And I remember at the time I had to come to OTAs because they were like, if you ever don't show up, they put it in my contract. If you ever don't show up for something, your contract will completely void. And so I was like, oh, wow, God.
There it is.
So I had to be there.
He held out, remember?
Yeah. So I had to be there. And so I remember showing up and I signed and we just worked out for like an hour. And I was like, well, now what? And everyone's like, well, let's just go back. I was like, and do what? And they're like, let's go to Osaka. We'll play fucking Xbox. I was like, oh, this is amazing. So my wife would call me and be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, oh, I'm in a meeting. I'd be like, we're meeting about the offense. We'd be like, I'm not even kidding you, every day.
And totally different playbook, honey. Got to learn the whole thing.
Then she came up like 2 months in, and she brought the whole fam, and I was like, everybody, be cool, right? Like, and so she was like, man, you guys have a lot of off time. And I was like, oh, shit, she knows. Like, she's like, what have you been doing? And I was like, hanging out. Playing Xbox. Like, you seriously, you just hit free agency, you signed the contract you've always wanted, and you're like, what do you do? I go to Osaka and play Xbox. I don't really do much. I mean, like, there's just because there's not a lot to do.
Dude,
and
we had a crew. Like, we had literally it was like everyone in the hotel.
Yep.
Like, we'd all get home from OTAs. My wife was there. She hated that we all got on Xbox.
Oh yeah.
She was working from home at the time, and she used to, because we get wild and say stupid shit. And like, gosh, literally, like, MS we'd working. All be play. We'd play from like noon to five, and then we'd be like, "All right, where are we going to eat? Going to Osaka? Or are we going to go over to the Red Lion? Oh God, no,
Redstone.
Yeah, we can go get some buffalo shrimp from Redstone. Like, we just, and then and that was just repeat for 10
every
weeks.
Day. And then not only weeks. That, but remember, and then at night we'd be like, where are we going? Cowboy Jacks, Cowboy Slims, and Cowboy then it was like Slims. Every night we were just, dude, it was we had so much fun.
We had a lot of fun.
It doesn't make any sense to me sometimes, like how much fun we had, and then all of a sudden we all just got the shit kicked out of us.
Yeah, it was like, oh, that wasn't as much fun.
That wasn't as much fun as we thought it would be. Boy, we started the year strong though, didn't we?
And then
we did.
And then week seven happens,
Week seven. Philly. How about preseason week one? We were like, we're fucked. Yeah. We got a lot of guys dropping quickly.
Yeah.
Once when Teddy we lost Phil, I was really upset. Yeah, when we lost Phil,
that hurt.
I was like, we're screwed. And then we lost Khalil, and I was like, we're really screwed.
Wait, was that Phil? Teddy. Phil Loadhold?
Loadhold. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man.
Rush Phil and OTAs.
Blew his Achilles.
No,
right?
he came quad. Back from the Achilles and blew his quad.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Brent Salazar. Great strength coach.
But now he's
that
the
we
head
have.
Coach. He's the O-line coach at CU now. Phil Loadhold is.
Oh yeah, Phil.
Yeah.
He's love great. Phil
for Deion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the O-line coach for Deion.
He was at Oklahoma before, dude. We loved Phil. You want to talk about a guy? We're going to bring him on eventually.
Yeah, Phil.
We have to bring
him
on.
I remember he came in. Dude, the Vikings had Phil Loadholt and Bryant McKinney as their bookend tackles for a couple
years. Massive dude.
6'9", just ridiculous.
Yeah. Phil and I were at the combine together. It's great.
Those are your dumb football questions here. Yeah, keep submitting. Send them into the YouTube comments. We try to get to a few every single week here. So, and keep an eye out for a little bonus episode as we go through juicy pre-draft rumors.
Ooh, on Schefter.
The O-line committee. Schefter checking with his sources. See you guys.